Now, if you had a sore on you that was coming up, you'd say that was a, you know, like say if I had something on me where it was infected, it would cause a something to rise up. You call that a...
Yeah, well, it might, it could be, a, but not so. It's a bar, you have a bar, then you have a, or could have a sore too. You come upon that same arm.
Yeah, and what's the white stuff that would come out of it?
Corruption, regenerated.
Okay.
Plus, whatever it might be.
Now, if you, what if you, like if you got sick and you forgot to clean, I know, if you got cut and you forgot to clean it out, your hand would, what would happen to your hand?
It might get infected.
Yeah, and what would happen when it got infected? Is
probably some gangrene would sit in.
Yeah, and your hand would, what would happen to it? It would begin to...
Well...
Yeah. And you'd say, I got in, you, if you're talking, yeah, if you're talking to a neighbor after it happened, you'd say to him, my hand, got, I got sick and my hand, what happened to it? It's, it.
Stiff. Needles is stiff. Stiff now, that is.
My hand swole?
Swole.
Swole up?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Now, if your arm, if somebody gets shot in the arm, you say, you call that a?
Bullet wound.
Okay. And did you ever have a kind of a skinless growth that would grow in a wound and had to be burned out?
It's proud flesh.
Proud flesh, okay.
I burnt it out of horse's legs.
You have?
The flesh is protruded through the hair.
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to get that proud flesh down.
Okay, and what would you put on it, maybe, after you were through, to cleanse it?
Well, some carbolic acid. Yeah, you could wash with carbolic acid.
Iodine. Okay. Or what would you take, say, did folks ever here have malaria?
Yeah. That's right. Malaria, that comes in fresh water and mosquitoes. But now, as I told you the other day, all this has been eliminated. It's been still running water now. They don't have stagnant water like they used to have.
Okay, and what would you take for malaria?
There's
a certain sort of tonic you take for it?
Yes, let's see, for fever, even old folks will give you
quinine?
Yeah, quinine, that's right. Give you quinine, then they give you a mustard, foot bath.
Yeah.
And what else is this here? Big dose of castor, that'd be the first thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the place where people are buried, that's called a...
Cemetery or graveyard.
Yeah. You know what? I was talking to Mr. A man over there who knows you, named Mr.
On what street?
He lives over on Bowen Street. I was talking to a man. He said he called it a, went on to the to the marble orchard.
What was his white?
Yeah, his white man named Mr. Lewis. Lewis. I forgot his name.
On Bowen Street. That's a little short street.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis or something like that. Or anyway, he knows you. He knew you and knew your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.